A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 9th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about possible post-Mugabe scenarios.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about possible post-President Robert Mugabe scenarios.
Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti of the People's Democratic Party says Zimbabwe's political and economic situation has reached a tipping point and the country could slide into chaos anytime.
Biti made these remarks yesterday at the Southern African Political Economy Policy Dialogue Series. Biti said many factors such as the crisis of leadership in and outside government, the unfinished succession debate in the ruling ZANU-PF party, and the economic depression and various other factors all point to chaos if Mr. Mugabe were to leave office.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo foi.
Unguka Gibbs tautitenge tshitarisa nezve mamiriro anenge kana kuti angangoita zvino. Akuri kuti vamugabe vasiya ivo basa. Nekuti vamugabe va nemakore vanosvika iwo makumi mapfumbamwe nerimwe chete 91 years. Nekudaro zviri kunzi ndo zviri kupa kuti paite kunetsana kwakanyanya. Tirikuona kuti kana mubato rawo reZANU-PF irungoswera iri batamurefu batamupfupi pane kupokana kwakawandisa. Uye hapana ari kunyatsoziva kuti ndiani achatora chigaro chavo. Vakambonzi nevamwe aiwa kuda kudoma kwavaita vamunangagwa vaEmerson Mnangagwa semumwe wevateedzeri wavo vachibvisa amai Joyce Mujuru. Zvinoreva kuti vainge vativo vamunangagwa ndivo achatora nyanga. Asi vamugaba vakazobuda vachitaura kuti aiwa vamunangagwa navaperekezera mupoko vanovamwe zvemuteedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vane masimba akafanana, uye pavanhu ivava hapana munhu angabva anzi ndiye achasara akabata matomu.
Yebo, kambe kunjalo ke. Njengoba uBlessing ayibeka ke indaba yethu namhlanje lapho esikhangela khona ukuthi kambe kungenzakalani namhlanje umongameli Robert Mugabe ngathi madoda mina sengibophe zami phela sengitshaya phansi sensiya kozwimba. Kumbe kwenzakala ingozi nje kuye ke umongameli. Ye, sikhulume labo abantu abaningi kuliveki yakhumbula ngixoxa labanye abanjengo-Andrew Ware we-Africa Confidential okhulume esithi ke okwenzakala kuZANU-PF ukuthi abantu abakwazi kunzima ukuthi abantu babekwazi nxa ukuthi uzama ukuthi uyagebha khompana kuZANU-PF uthi uze ukuthi abantu bathini kungani kuvalelwe ngaphandle kona kuphakathi kweminyango. So ke siphinde sakhuluma labantu abaningi Blessing abezanu sikhulumela laba lalaba lamhla ke umnumzana uTendai Biti uthi ye okungani kuseZimbabwe kungani kuyasinda ngoba ke kukhanya ngazani umnotho unganowile. Kuzobuya lokho kuthiwa i-succession ukuthi kambe othatha isikhundla sikamongameli Mugabe kungaba mbani. Uthi akukhanye kungazani-ke kungaba lokudonselana okunzima kakhulu nxa ukuthi umongameli Mugabe engatshiya lesi sikhundla. So ke Zulu sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kadesi-ke kuhlelo nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye, khona ngapho ke eMount Darwin, khona ngapho ke eMtare Bybridge Plumtree lakobulawayo phela enketa nkulumane ye njani ucingo sizwe khulumane Zulu.
Gibbs, I think we have our first two guests. First, we have Mr. Clement Moyo, a political commentator. Mr. Moyo, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. And I think we also have the spokesperson for the People's Democratic Party, or PDP, Mr. Jacob Mafume. Mr. Mafume, good evening. I want to know Tenda Shukuru. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, let's start with you, Mr. Mafume. People may predict what you may say because you are not in ZANU-PF. But at the end of the day, this succession issue, Mr. Mafume, appears to be, you know, one of the most critical areas in terms of politics. So what do you think? What will happen if Mr. Mugabe decides to leave today?
Yes, if Mugabe decides to leave today, either by natural causes or by voluntary leaving, or by just sheer incapacity. Remember, he's 91 years old, and he has already put his wife in front of the rest. We are predicting a number of scenarios, but the primary scenario is what we are calling the chaos scenario. ZANU-PF has failed to manage the succession plan. Now they first tried to get rid of Joyce Mujuru. Now they are trying to get rid of Emmerson Mnangagwa and trying to use Grace Mugabe to get rid of Emmerson Mnangagwa. And yesterday she called herself a referee and was mocking the fact that Mugabe went to not Mugabe, Mnangagwa went to the apostolic sect to try and get some anointing for leadership, and that is leading a faction. And then you have what they call themselves the G40, led by Kasuku Were and Jonathan Moyo. Varikuda kukonzera mhirizhonga nekunyongana muZANU-PF kuti ivo vakwanise kubvisa vanamunangagwa vakarwa hondo, ivo vakwanise kuenda pamusoro vachitungamidza mai Grace Mugabe. Zvinogona kuitika panyaya iyoyo, pachagona kuitika violent, pachaitika nyonga muboboto, ikonomi nenzara ichawedzera. Mudzimai uyu haasi kuziva zvaanoita, anotonga nemakuhwa nekutuka vanhu nokunyomba. Inova iyo nyika yamira, hapana achainvesta, hapana chiri kuitika. It is what we call the chaos scenario. Pachaita bata dumbu, bata musoro, bata chairo chawabata, nyika ichishaya kuti iri kubva kupi ichienda kupi.
Tinotenda vamafume. Let's bring Mr. Clement Moyo. Mr. Moyo, are you of the same opinion that there is a possibility that there might be a chaos if there is no smooth transition in Zimbabwe?
Plan to be discussed. He has kept his lieutenants at limbo all the time. He overrules anything they try to speak to about, anything they say about the succession plan. He has started everything, including Joyce Mujuru's efforts to probably come up and lead the country after his departure. Now, what is so obvious is that he is now preparing his wife to take over. And remember, Mnangagwa and Mpogo are nothing but peers of Grace. Grace herself has said that Mnangagwa and his mate have not denied it. And they themselves know very well that there is no way they can assure themselves that they will take over from Mkazi. Now, I think the whole thing lies within the army and the other security, the CIOs. They know exactly what is happening. And Mugabe himself knows, and that has been kept a secret between Mugabe, the army, and Grace. But I can see a chaos. Mm-hmm. I can see real fuckers coming up.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Of course, we prefer to call you Mrs. Mugabe, not Grace.
Yes, on this program. Yes.
Okay. I think we are now being joined by our third guest, Mr. Nick Mangwana, is the chairperson of the ZANU-PF province in the UK. Mr. Mangwana, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you so much. Gibbs, over to you.
Hello, Mr. Mangwana. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. You just disturbed my dinner, but that's all right. Let's get on
with it. Yes, I understand that. I remember talking to you this week, you know, about this succession issue, you know, what will happen if Mr. Mugabe leaves. Now, tell us, is there any clear succession plan in ZANU-PF? Because people are saying that there could be chaos if the president goes.
I don't, I do not know where you get these alarmists that you are talking to. Mm. Because when the Constitution, oh, we said in ZANU-PF, so we'll restrict, but we'll restrict our answer to, in fact, we have to be a bit more robust. So we'll talk about ZANU-PF and the country.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. Let's talk about the country. Mm. The country is a constitutional process which is set up that if the president goes, this is what will happen. Should he fall ill? Should he be incapacitated? Or should he die? This is what will happen, which is basically that we have to finish the term, pretty much, from our party. And how do we arrive at that person who finish the term at our party level? We elect our leaders through Congress. So it basically means we have got 90 days within which ZANU-PF should call for an extraordinary Congress in which it will nominate a leader. Whose name will be forwarded to the Speaker of Parliament, and that person will finish the term until 2018. So should something happen to the president before 2018, which I always say, God forbid. Right. So why is everybody worried about that process? Because we, as I said, we've got the Electoral College, both the province, or the PCC, as we call it, the Provincial Coordinating Committee, who will meet. So who is going to be that person? It can be anybody. And our constitution says two people, anybody who is nominated by two provinces is eligible to go to Congress as a candidate. Mm-hmm. Last year, it was six provinces. Now, it's two provinces. Mm-hmm. So, something happens to the president, provinces meet. Masingo nominates probably Vice President Mugabe, maybe Mishens nominates Vice President Mugabe, maybe Matt South, Jonathan Moyo, maybe Matt North, Jonathan Moyo, two, maybe Matt East, Mai Mugabe, Matt Central, Mai Mugabe, then two. We've got three candidates there, or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we go to Congress, we elect a leader. Maybe they elect me. Then we go to Congress. So what succession planning is do people want here? Do people want President Mugabe to act like we're in North Korea, where somebody appoints somebody or anoints somebody? No. The people of Zimbabwe and the ZANU-PF itself, with its electoral colleges, has got the right to choose their next leader. So the process is there. The framework is there. We don't need a prescriptive president who prescribes the next president. Let the next president prescribe the next president. We don't operate like that. Mm. The same process is happening in America. Because Obama is going. It's the same process we have when the time comes. So I don't see a problem there.
Thank you, Mr. Mangwana. For those of you who are just joining us, it's a very interesting discussion, the possible post-President Robert Mugabe scenarios. And our guest this evening, we have Mr. Clement Moyo, a political commentator, Mr. Jacob Mafume, spokesperson, PDP, and Mr. Nick Mangwana, in the UK, is the chairperson of ZANU-PF in the UK province. Kune awa vachango tibata, muno kwanisa, kutifundira pa number dzinoti 001-202-619-2077 kuti mupinde muchirongwa. Munotifonera kamwe, tobva takufonerai kuti munge muchikwanisa kunge muchipinda muchirongwa. Gibbs, tinenge tiri kuona kuti tine muteereri, ndiano?
Yes, lo munumzana lapa untungameli Ncube, aso ntungameli Goma. Yeah, so baba, ntungameli Ncube kunjani?
Siyaphila
lo munumzana, ungapi kona? I'm not sure.
I was a little bit of a
cheta kancane ye ibalekele kwenze ukuthi sikuze kuhle
yebo
ye ye kade sokungcono mpijana ye qhubeka baba ye usithi kungazwa kuyini ukuthi ukukhathaza khona
eh ayivele kuzosikhathaza kakhulu ngoba abantu abaningi ngoba khanye besilisane esifundaza akasazi ukuthi wona ozosungulwa umbani
so
sikhayelela umuntu ozozama ukuphatha kahle abantu uzoba umuntu obheke kahle abantu ngoba bephumele kuzimele okungaka bekhayelela ukuthi bezothola umuntu ongcono ozobaphatha kahle
so-ke ngombono wakho wena ubona zani kungaphathwa njani khonokho
hayi lapha into ebingcono ukuthi uma ngabe esiya lesi sikhundla ngcono kuvote once because thina ayikho inkokhelo esiyibonayo ukuthi ingathi ingakhokhela ukuvota ngangcono
ye kodwa isekelo sombuso yelizwe phela kusection 101 we-constitution uthi hayi kungenzakala njalo kuyamele kungene umuntu webandla lezanu-p f akusuze kwenziwe ukhetho kumele umuntu ozangena aqediseke lapho umnumzana Mgabe akade yakuma khona so ngani kube kanjalo so ukuvota ngani kukho phakathi pho njengoba kungekho phakathi kumele kwenziweni baba Ncube
yes isekelo sombuso sivele silandelwa kwenziwa kanjalo ngakhona ukumbambile umsekeli wakhe okwaleso sikhathi ngabe bambile umsekeli wakhe but vele abantu bazobe sebefuna ukuthi kona kuvote kushesha ngoba vele isisekelo sombuso vele besivele singalandelwa silandelwa sizweni zaseZimbabwe
wena ngokubona kwakho baba Ncube ufuna kube umbani upresident ozangena olandelayo
mina umuntu engimbona engibe ngishise ukuthi ngane ngabe ngangena naye esikhundleni uJonathan Moyo umuntu engimbona engcono
yebo kutsho ngani mzali
hayi laba abanye hayi uma sisize izindaba zabo vele ngani kunokuthokoze ngaphakathi so abantu vele nganake bavumela
hayi Ncube baba sibongile kakhulu ngabe usejohannesburg kumbe ngapha
ejohannesburg
hayi no sibongile kakhulu Ncube ungadinelwa kusasa ke emfowethu
yeah.
Ye siyabonga so according to Mr. Ncube you know the situation can be chaotic if Mr. Mugabe leaves today and he says you know at the end of the day there'll be need for elections so I talked to him about you know, possibilities of what happens constitutionally whenever the president goes, you know, because you have to look for another candidate from ZANU-PF and then he has to finish the term of the president. So he says, yes, after that, you have to find a new guy. And guess what? His favorite is Professor Jonathan Moy. This is the best candidate for that position, yeah?
Rigaiti zoke kwa muri imi vamafume. Saka kuti izu saitike batu renyu ranga rijitaura kuti pano niwa kana kuti atingati transitional authority kana kuti mbatanidzwa mabato ezvo matongerwo enyika vemachechi nevamwe kuti vambobata matomu mungatsanangure kuti zvii chaizvo zvamuri kutaura
isusu tiri kutaura kuti dai maelections muzimbabwe aichinja zvinhu aide akabhaniwa nezanu pf so zvinofanirwa kuva pachena kuruzhinji rwezimbabwe kuti elections muzimbabwe are meaningless because elections do not change anything in Zimbabwe. They are rigged and hopelessly rigged. So what is the solution? We need the Burkina Faso solution where there is a transitional authority. Inotonganyika kuti igadzirise economy yana yeZimbabwe, vakwanise kupinda zvikoro, varape, vadye, vakwanise kufunga zvakanaka. Vatange kufunga zvakanaka, kozoitwa maelections netransitional authority iyi. Nokuti iko zvino maelections ari kungoitwa every day, result inozivikanwa isati yavhoterwa. Saka apa takuda a transitional authority inoita kuti vanhu vange vakagara zvakanaka, pasaitika chaos. Iyoyo transitional authority inoita vanhu vasingazokambeini kupa maelections anenge ozoitwa. Vanhu ava vanongogadzira economy, vogadzira kuti kuitwe maelections. Poita kaperiod kekuti kushata kwepolitics dzaunzwa naVamugabe zvibude muropa. Kushata kwepolitics dzaunzwa namai Mugabe zvibude muropa. Politics dzoumhondi, dzoudzamiriri, neusveta simba neusheta upumi wevanhu taneta seZimbabwe nevanhu kuhuye kwamugabe yatidzimirira kudai tinofanirwa kuwana period yatinombosukwa kuzvarwa patswa sezvinoitwa muBhaibheri saka isu People's Democratic Party inotungamirwa navabiti tati ngatimbomira izvimahumbwe emaelections anongodzosera farao pachigaro anoblesa farao vana veIsrael votadza kuinda kunyika itsva tongoramba tiri muEgypt vanhu vachingoimbira uyu farao watinawo mazuvano
vamangwana pindura itinzwa
hanzi ngatiregei kuita maelections kuzikaenda maelections toruza that's the sum of what he's saying saka vamafumi sorry ndodambudziko racho aita maelection tikaenda nokuwara nokuruza ngatimbomirai timbovhuna-vhuna zano pf yacho kana taivhuna-vhuna tichitongwa navamachechi aiwa muzorewa atonge nyika inoipi nebeto hazvigoni that happened in 1978 but smith akaramba achingotonga anyway hakuna zvakadaro takaenda kumaelections sadiki yakatsindo zamaelections acho au akaindo zamaelections acho apak yakaindo zamaelections acho vamugabe vaine 89 years zvakangodaro mhuri yezimbabwe yakavapa mandate yekutonga nyika inoyi until 2018 so transitional authority yokuita sei nayo kuti zvigodi chatakatakamirira takamirira constitution 22 May 2013 constitution yakapinda muplace zvatobera tisi kutransitiona chii chacho kunzi kwanzi tikrenge new culture hanzi titange new culture surely can we prescribe that again ngatitei serious panapa zimbabwe haisi nyika yekuti kwanzi iri munongotora tumaidea twamaona kunana burkina faso moti kwachii kuzimbabwe moona tumwe tumaidea turi strange elsewhere no vanhu vakatorwa vakatohwina tatopedza tikatora independence yedu tinozvitonga mukuzvitonga kwacho tinoita sarudzo every 5 years without fail every 5 years kana nyange mari dzisipo kana kuna kuruneri tinotokwereta toita maelections kana taita maelections vahwina votonga zano pf yakahwina iri kutonga until 2018
ye baba moyo yazvera lapa ngena konapo sezve baba moyo kambi transitional authority kuhamba chani kumele ngene pei
yezva vazi kuti iproblem esilave zimbabwe yekuti ndeconfusion enene kakhulu
zonke
ndazani kuti into zonke zinomali kuluka njengazani kuti azinomali ende kakhulu kasengwananzela abantu abakhuluma njengazani kuti into zinomali bakubhekitreni pore lava balambayo bezvekufuna ama-opposition political parties ngawazincedi gawancedisi zimbabwe nditsho ngoba lawo kangamasplita groups abengcono ukuqala besese-mbc eyodwa basplita into main groups badivide amavoti bona bodwa bazazi kuti abalantu bayenzayo ukuthi bafunani akwazi ubona fanzibaitoifoni
yakho ngazani siqamuka baba moyo uchedile kancane lapho kathi ukhona laphana
ngithi khonapho nje ngibona ngathi sekuzwa kuhle
ye sekuzwa kuhle
ngibona ngathi i-confusion ikithi thina thinesi thingama-political parties yazi akula nto esinceda ngayo abantu bonke laba abakhalayo le confusion yankulu kakhulu okokuthi vele angikwazi lapha yabana sokufuneka unkulunkulu angenele angikwazi sibe ukuthi kungenziwani kodwa kaniboni sifaka i-opposition engenza ukuthi izame ithambe lawo ngamanga babantu ababusayo bazabusa angikwazi ukuthi kuze kube nini angikwazi sibisibili ngoba bale army security forces zonke ziyabasupporta bazakwenza udaka labo bavoke konke asezothola ama-investors ilizwe liyakuwa njengoba nje kathi esile problem sihlale emiyameni esuku zonke kabula magetsi asikwazi ukuthi amagetsi angaphi sihlale 35 years tasizikhululile akula mzamo wokuthi silungiselele ukukhula kwe-population ukuthi amagetsi andiswe angikhuluma ngamagetsi nje wodwa into encane into eziningi akula misebenzi akula mali eholwayo estreet ngakula mali abantu bahawula kungakuyi-drought lo nyaka yindlala yedwa sizakhala angazi siyakhalela bani sizancedwa ngamanye amazwe khathesi ngikhuluma nje sithenge imbe ezambia emafameni esawacotshe ezimbabwe uyazi ukuthi yonke into iphethwe yizanu ngezandla ezithunileyo ezilukhuni ezilodlame
ukuthi senzani labantu bangasincedisa abasemaceleni bakuvalekile nje yonke into ngathi into esetshenzwa lidimoni elikhulu akuqedakali laba bathi bangama-opposition basuka nje basuke nje bangathi bayaphambana bona omunye laye siqamula amajoki sesiyale omunye laye sefoma okuyiphothi kwakhe ungale omunye sefoma kwakhe ngale omunye laye sefoma kwakhe ngale akuqedakali ezilalti kuhle kutshengisele i-weakness phakathi kokuzama ukulwisana lokuthi kuthole umbuso oqondileyo ongalethi inoto elizweni.
Siyakuzwa sibili kakhulu Moyo. So according to Moyo, you know, the opposition is to blame for some of this chaos. He says, you know, these guys are too fragmented. They've formed so many parties that there's too much confusion. So at the end of the day, he says, you know, that's why ZANU-PF will rule until he doesn't know when.
We've got a caller from South Africa. Felix, how are you?
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Now, Felix, you heard what our panelists are saying here about the possible post-President Robert Mugabe scenarios. What is your take? What do you think will happen?
Let me hasten to say that I am an anti-ZANU-PF person by nature, but today I want to concur with the ZANU-PF representative, Mr. Mangwana, is the person who is talking an audible thing that can be understood. Those other guys, they are mostly going off topic because now they are including the debate of ZANU-PF and MDC or the opposition against ZANU-PF. The debate is what will happen if President Mugabe goes. In as much as I don't support him, Mr. Mangwana has said an audible thing, and I believe what he has said. It's not about Mr. Mugabe, President Mugabe choosing a successor, but a successor has to be chosen by the people. And Mr. Mangwana has said it very clearly, and I thank him for that. Even though I don't support his party, he has said the correct thing, and that is very good.
Thank you so much, Felix, for your contribution.
Thank you very much.
Gibbs, you heard it loud and clear.
Yes, yes.
Felix there saying he agrees. Ano wirana nezviri kutaurwa na vamangwana panyaya iyoyi achiti vamugaba vangazodze munhu humambo asi vanhu vanozosarudza munhu. Gibbs.
Mr. Mangwana, I think you got the compliment. And what is your reaction to what our caller is saying?
Well, I want to thank you for his kind words. Yeah, this is where I hope my last contribution. I think he's right in the sense that what we're supposed to debate is the process, not personalities or anything. It's the process. What is the process? And the process is what I laid for you. Because the process at the moment, the baton is with ZANU-PF. So what's ZANU-PF's framework? What's ZANU-PF going to do? And we have told you that. Again, would not want, I don't think you would want that scenario, the North Korea scenario. You wouldn't want what was going to happen in Libya or what was going to happen in Iraq or something like that. It shouldn't be like that. It should be us people being the electoral college choosing our next leader. So right now people are thinking, okay, so-and-so has got a head start. Well, that person has got a head start. No. Yes, obviously, people can question how or the transparency of a system or the transparency of a process. But in the first place, accept the process. That's the ZANU-PF way. I think if Mr. Tsvangirai was in charge or Mr. Beat was in charge, if the situation had, the same situation now had obtained, they have a process in PDP or in FCT how they would have moved things forward. We have a process in ZANU-PF, and that's what I brought clarity to. That's our process. It's that simple. I mean, it's not debatable because that's the ZANU-PF process.
Mr. Mangwana, please, we will ask you to stay on the line a bit. Take a quick break. Mr. Mafume and Mr. Moyo, please do stay on the line. We have a caller, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got Mr. Nkosi in Botswana. Can you hold on there?
Nkosi, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.